This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. We have a red-hot Major League Baseball story developing as we speak, as Doug Glanville, ESPN outfielder turned announcer, joins us now right here on your home of the World Series champs, 105 Through the Fan. A good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Doing very well. You know, good days in Texas. Good days back in the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to talk about that. But before we get there, how about Paul Skenes? He's striking everybody out. He's sitting on a ton of Ks here and no hits through seven innings. What do you think we're watching develop here with this sensational rookie? Maybe the most impressive rookie start since like Kerry Wood or something. What do you say?
I mean, yes. Yes, he's... I mean, I think when you watch him, you get this mix of old school, new school. You know, you have the sense of he's got so much respect already that, you know, he gets like a standing ovation on the road. You know, like the people don't want him to come out of the game because I think there's a thirst for, you know, the pitchers that were the classic boxing matches, right? It was a toe-to-toe, you know, match between firearms, and they would go out there and sort of throw the electricity with command and intelligence, and those are the guys that you relied on to carry your team and go, you know, you see them trying to go nine. And so you think back to Steve Carlton and Tom Seaver and Fernando Valenzuela, John Tudor, whoever, guys that just kind of went nine as a matter of course. He has that swagger about him, and the fact that he could blow you away and throw 104, he chooses to pitch and hit his spots and change speeds and pitch to contact when needed. You know, it's impressive to watch a young player be so adaptable, so dominant, and have the perspective that he's not trying to all get it right now. And that's there's a throwback to that, but he's also, you know, the future. And so it's a beautiful combination.
Yeah, Doug, you mentioned the future, but he does play for the Pirates, and the Pirates have a future of moving on from players. Is this one of those that you can't afford if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate organization to move on from?
Yeah, you got to hold on to him. And, you know, it's a franchise talent and a generational talent. And recognizing, yes, it's pitchers, so they get hurt. And that's the scary thing, especially the culture and the data around max effort, right, making this max effort every single pitch. So that is a challenge. But that's all the more reason you kind of, like, hug them close, keep them close. Right. While you have this electricity and you have this youth on your side, and you hope that you can use that moment to build around them. They have some definite talent in Pittsburgh because they have been in a situation where they've drafted high and had to kind of build from within. But he's a guy you want to build around because that's type of arm that if you get to the postseason, you know, you always have a shot to win. You know, you just right. have a shot to win best of three. Skenes is on the mound. There you go. That might be, there's a W. Mm-hmm. So it's good to certainly have in your back pocket.
Well, the Rangers have a young stud as well in Wyatt Langford, and you guys got to see him Sunday Night Baseball. First player in the history of Sunday Night Baseball to hit for the cycle. I was pretty stunned by that with how long you guys have been doing that. But what has stood out to you about Wyatt Langford and how special he's been so far lately for the Rangers?
Well, the meteoric rise is one thing. And, you know, I work with Sean Kelly in that game. And Langford, you know, he called games at the University of Florida, and Langford was there like last year, like a year ago. So how quickly he's gotten there. Now, he had some bumps in the road, some struggles, injuries, but now he looks like he's kind of on time. Like, he looks like he's where, you know, he needs to be. And what I was so impressed with him is all the things he can do. He's a great athlete. You know, this is a powerful hitter that hits the ball a long ways, but he also is a guy that has the ability to run with like the best of them. I mean, you talk about speed. This guy has incredible speed. I mean, to be able to, and you have to like put that in your head, like, wow, the home runs this guy can hit, but then the ability to outrun the ball. And take the cycle, for example. He turned a ground out into a single.
Mm-hmm.
He turned a single into a double, and he turned a double into a triple. That's how he got those hits. And then he hit the ball, you know, into the next county. So, you know, yeah, infield single, diving play, guy didn't even throw, Gunnar Henderson. Then he hits a ball kind of in right center. Right fielder gets it, picks it up, just hustles into second. Then he hits one left field wall. Austin Hayes is over there, and he just keeps going. Yeah. So this guy is, you know, a creator, and it's fun to watch, and I think he just has, like, no limit, really, to his game.
Doug, I'm going to ask you to put on your general manager's hat and be Chris Young here, and with what you've seen from the American League West, should the Rangers be sellers in this market, or do they need to hold on and try and win this division?
I say you hold on. You're world champs. You know, you're world champs. And yeah, the Mariners have weaknesses. They can have their offensive struggles. They have some very good pitching. But, you know, you think about, I don't know, if you know, Jacob deGrom, all these guys lurking in the shadows, they're trying to come through, Scherzer, all these. You're like, you know, and then you maybe make a move.
Right.
You maybe make a move, and all of a sudden you're right there. This division is winnable, and just for that reason alone, you know, you gotta go for it. You're dealing with Baltimore. Yes, you're dealing with the Yankees. I mean, Cleveland just been incredible this season. But there's some slots open, and as the world champs, especially talking to Bochy last week, he's like, well, you know, we're hitting below average. We're hitting a notch below what everybody is capable of, so maybe that just means if they get back to average, then we're going to have a heck of a second half.
It's Doug Glanville, ESPN, with you here on 105.3 The Fan. So 2003, you play for the Rangers. What do you remember most about that stretch of your career?
I had a great time in Texas. Really, really loved playing there. And I remember the hospitality. I remember just the friendliness. I mean, so that stood out to me. It was a tough year in that I got hurt early in April, and I tore my hamstring tendon, so I had to come back. But then I came back and got hot in July, and then got traded to the Cubs. But I remember so much that Buck Showalter was my manager. The attention to detail, he was fun in many ways as well. Playing with some incredible, talented hitters like A-Rod and Palmeiro, and, you know, Carl Everett and Juan Gonzalez and Michael Young, and I thought I was going to score 200 runs when I signed over there. I was like, finally, these guys get hit. But we'd have, you know, our pitching was struggling. I knew we were in trouble because the first day of spring training at the new park in Surprise, right? And I sit down across from Chan Ho Park, who was our ace, right? Big contract. And he says to me, he's like, well, you played against me, right? When I was with LA. I said, yeah, I faced you a bunch of times. He's like, do you remember what I throw? Do you remember what pitches I throw? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you don't know, or are you just asking me? He's like, no, I don't know. Was my fastball good? I was like, oh, we're in trouble.
Doug, what do you think about DFW though as a All-Star game host?
Yeah, the new ballpark. I mean, newest. You know that. I mean, it's a great place to watch a game. I mean, I sometimes come in from the back, across from the press box, and it's amazing. I love all the, well, certainly new and all the features. But the fact that they built it sort of upright, so you're close to the action, you know, no matter where you're sitting, you know, it's steep. It creates a steepness to it, but also creates a closeness to it. And so, you know, so I definitely enjoy that. And and just like seeing the fans and being on the field, you know, and I think there's a good shot to see a lot of home runs. So that's going to be fun for the Derby.
Yes. Well, speaking of the home run Derby, Adolis Garcia is going to compete now his second consecutive year. You think he's got a shot to win this thing? I mean, what are you excited about watching the Derby?
Oh, I'm excited because, well, for one, the new rules makes it a little interesting. You have to kind of pace yourself and get a rhythm with your batting practice pitcher. So you need a kind of a strategy because mm-hmm. there's a time, but there's also, like, you know, number of swings and pitches and all these things. So there's that. But Garcia definitely has a shot because he's a guy that, you know, he loves the stage. He rises to the occasion. And, you know, when he gets hot with his power game, he can get going. The thing about Garcia is he's not – you always think of power hitters right away. You think of like fastball hitters, four-seamer guys. He's more of a slider guy. You know, he kind of likes to kind of lean out there and hit the breaking pitches. You know, he has that kind of speed, the way his bat plays through the zone. So I think the key will be his matchup with, you know, I don't know who he's chosen to throw batting practice, but, you know, maybe it's, you know, Beasley or, you know, Will Venable or something. Oh, I thought you called him Will. Yeah, Will, thinking of Max, but Will Venable. So I don't know, but I really like his shot. He's a streaky guy that gets power hot.
Yeah, Doug, we were talking about that on the show yesterday. The batting practice pitcher is, I kind of feel like, is the key here. Like, if, you know, you got to just keep, you know, feeding that ball into that slot. But who you select, I mean, is got to be key to who wins these things, right?
Oh, it's absolutely key. And that sink you get in and that rhythm, and then the person you're throwing strikes, throwing it to your zone. Like, if I was ever taking a home run, I'd get a high ball pitcher that threw a four-seamer at the top of the zone. And then that's where I had a power game. That's where I'd be a legit power guy. Anywhere else, though, that was it. But, you know, so I think guys, like, need to know their zone and then have an understanding of the pace, no doubt.
Okay, Doug, Rangers-Astros starting tomorrow. Which team has the better chance of making a noise? Which of the two is the better team right now?
Well, right now, I mean, the last, 10 games, 2 weeks, Rangers have looked really good. They got their offense going. You know, I know both have battled some health issues. The Astros, you know, got off really slowly. They played well. Tucker went down. But I like the way the Ranger offense is coming together because it's very much proven last year. They can just, you know, beat a team by just swinging the bat with Seager, Simeon at the top of the order, all-stars. They got some really incredible offensive upside. And, you know, I don't know if Josh Young, you know, comes back in the mix. That's a lot of fun. But, wow, they have some really talented players. So I'm kind of looking with Langford getting hot, all that. I see a big upside for the Rangers.
A big story for us yesterday was Max Scherzer going on foul territory, saying he was not going to waive his no-trade clause because he believes this team can still win. I wonder your thoughts on Max still having that kind of faith and not wanting to go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I believe Max 100%. He's seen a lot. He's seen a lot of championship-caliber teams. He likes the culture. Chris Young has built something nice. He's also shown a willingness to make moves. So it's not like he's going to sit there and go, okay, well, we'll just keep riding it out. He's looking for a way for that team to get better. And Max Scherzer knows that, you know, that's what he's willing to do. So so within that, I think that, you know, you have to, you know that Max Scherzer getting back in the mix is a good thing, and guys getting healthy is even better. So it's going to be fun. And that division is winnable. And all of a sudden you get in, anything can happen.
Thank you so much for your time, Doug. Enjoy the All-Star break and all that.
Okay, appreciate it. I'll see you out there.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, see you there. If you need anything, just let us know.
Let's party.
There he goes. Doug Glanville, ESPN. Great 9-year, a big league career as an outfielder, part of the Rangers in 2003. And that team was freaking loaded. I mean, that pitching, even though Colby Lewis was there, and I think they had Ismael Valdez as well, who might have got hurt, that pitching had to be horrible to not win 100 games. They lost 90. They lost 90 with that group.
Speaking of lost, Paul Skeens got pulled in the seventh, and they gave up a hit as soon as he came out of the game.
Yeah, the no-hitter goes down.
Yeah.
But, hey, he's got a career-high 11 Ks today. I mean, he was absolutely brilliant. And I think I saw, like, a crazy stat that Sarah Lang put out there. Paul Skeens, first pitcher with 7 or more strikeouts and at least 10 of his first 11 career appearances since 1901. He's been
like Christy Mathewson kind of guy.
A historic type of guy has arrived. And I don't blame the Pirates at all for pulling him because that's the only thing that's stopping these tremendously brilliant careers. And it's happened to a ton of them, especially the hard throwers. So I think they're doing it right to, you know, keep them would they pull him at 110 pitches?
Yeah,
he
was well over 100.
He was over 100. Okay, C-Notes coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll be talking Cowboys. Rim Session coming up at 3:40. What do we got next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's do some NFL news today. Cowboys are favored to land this wide receiver. Bill B and Jamal Adams land some new jobs, and wide receivers talking QBs. That's next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.